Welcome back to Project Independence and You here at Senior Talk Radio 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. You were listening to Ozzie and Harriet, the knitting contest. It was exciting. Right, Sabina?
Absolutely.
Christina?
Come on. Fascinating. Sorry, riveting. I was gathering my papers.
You know what's great about this radio show is no matter where you are, you can stream it. So I know a lot of people have a hard time tuning into 88.1 FM unless you're pretty close. But anywhere, you can stream it live, wcwp.org. And my friend just texted me from Boynton Beach, Florida. My dearest, oldest Florida listeners, friend Debbie. And her mother, listen, they stream the show. So I just wanted to thank Debbie for that. And, you know, let your friends know out there.
Spread the word, Debbie.
Spread the word, Deb.
I have to tell you that in my house, I cannot get the show. So I get in my car, drive around the corner, park on the street, and sit there and listen to the radio.
There you go. Well, that's an option, too.
If you don't have a computer to stream, there you go.
Don't give up.
Debbie, if you're in New York and you want to listen to 88.1 FM, all you have to do is find Sabina, get in her car Fridays 10 to 12, and listen. Listen with her. She's fun. You'll love her, Deb. Say hi to your mom, Sherry. Kisses.
Well, very exciting. Our first Florida listener.
First Florida listener. Yay. Boynton Beach.
But today has been quite the jam-packed show. I thought it was wonderful that we got to feature Danny Galloway, who's one of our wonderful social workers. And it's just nice to really showcase all the great things they do. And I'm happy she was able to talk about, you know, stories and then things that, I mean, because you really can't even imagine all the work the social workers put in. You know, just one service request comes in and she said it could be for gutter cleaning and it leads to a whole web of other things. So kudos to all the social workers and happy Social Work Month for that.
And I mean, it's also good to know, I think, that, you know, we have people at, you know, many different levels of health, you know, and she was talking about this woman who she helped get a lighter wheelchair so she could continue driving. And, you know, it not everybody is aging in place in the optimum health, but it doesn't mean they can't. So you have a person who wants to live at home, they choose to live at home, and they're doing everything they can, and they have a lot of barriers, a lot of obstacles every day, and yet they want to stay in their home, and we're helping them do it.
I know you know I'm very opinionated, and I think good health, happiness, whatever begins in your head, and you can't say, oh, I've got to lose weight, oh, she got a new car. You have to look at what you do have, not what you don't have. You have a roof over your head. There are many people who don't.
Right. I think the whole approach is, and, you know, at any point in your life, the one thing you can't change is the past. You can't change the past, but you can go forward. So if you have tools,
you could plan for the future with Project Independence.
Right, that's what you can do. Exactly, is one of your tools to use to age in place, among what other things you need to stay. So, you know, this is like a going forward program. And
how old is Project Independence?
We just hit our 10-year birthday celebration we had at our, I think, our holiday party
in December.
Well, as you know, I am very old, and I think Project Independence is the best thing that has happened to seniors in my lifetime.
Wow.
Well, that's good to, yes.
I think our show's done now.
Sabina said it here first, so there we go.
No, but what is there around that is even comparable?
There isn't.
It really is. I mean, it's providing options. It's providing options and services, Sabina, that's there that people aren't, like, in other towns or places. There are a lot of services, but it's very hard to access.
And you know what it also is, too, is that Project Independence offers you, you know, I mean, the program starts 60, you know, onward.
Right.
So the program itself offers so many different options for all different stages, because that's a huge span of, right. You know, the life cycle. You know, so you're obviously at different points throughout that, which I think is great, because, you know, for the more active senior, we have these exercise classes, these free exercise classes. Then you have the volunteer opportunities and these community educational chats, you know, and then,
right.
You know, if you need more intensive things, you have a social worker or a nurse can come into your home. I mean, it's really the fact that you could access so many different things depending on where you're at in life, I think makes it really special.
Right. And we're here if you need it. Mm-hmm. And if you don't need us, you know, that's great, too. But it's good to know. That there are services available. And even like with transportation services, if you drive and you don't need it, that's great. But with medical transportation, you know, what if you're having a procedure or you're having your eyes dilated, you can't drive on the way home. So you could just use it for that one time.
And Sabina's actually used the transportation program. She drives, but she's right. actually used it.
I drive, but I use it to go to the doctor. I go to the doctor and I come back from the doctor because, particularly in the winter, I had a doctor appointment. It was snowy. It was icy. I didn't want
to. No, absolutely.
You know, and I see in my town, I don't use it, and my town has, I think, 3/4 of it or 67% of the seniors in my town live in apartment houses.
Right, right.
We have many, 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 many apartment houses. There's one across the street from me. It's 7 stories high. That's like New York City.
Right.
And we have twice a week, they get the free cab, and I see them get out of the cab at the market.
Yeah,
and
for food shopping.
And right. The driver gets them a wagon. They go in. He sits in the car. They come out. He loads up the
right.
trunk.
Right. So there's a lot of options. So you have options just like Sabina, you drove here today. Today, nice, clear day.
Yep,
and like
it.
You were saying, if it's snowy or icy out, you're not going to drive. Yeah. I think that's wonderful. I mean, that really means that this transportation program is so successful because
oh.
it's there for people who need it daily. For dialysis or chemo treatments,
yeah, yeah.
to people who, like you, maybe you choose to just use it to go to the doctor once in a while or during bad weather, or, you know, people who need to go shopping
yeah.
who don't drive. So it's there. It's like one of those programs. It's just good to know you have it, and that's one of the reasons why
well,
we're aging in place here.
Well, for me, half of it is knowing something is there, and then I don't need it as badly if it's not there.
Right.
I think, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do if it's there?
Right.
I might not use it, but as I say, you've got to set your head.
Yeah, yeah, and it's really good that we have.
And speaking of the transportation, Beck, I know you've been involved with the newest initiative, this disability transportation.
Right.
And I know a mailer went out for that. We've been getting a lot of calls regarding that. So you want to just tell us a little bit about
sure.
that?
Sure. Well, one of the reasons that we're able to have such a strong transportation program is because of a grant that the town initially got called the Federal New Freedom Grant. It's a federal grant, and it's very specific. So when they originally got it, it was for seniors to come up with ways to help seniors find the priority in your area, essentially, of what are the needs of the seniors in terms of transportation. And in our area, and like most areas, in order to age at home, you have to be able to get to your doctor. And you have to be able to get food. Those are the top priorities.
Absolutely.
If you can't get to your doctor or your therapy appointments or your, you know, and if you cannot get food in your house, if you, you know, you food shop, you know, you really can't age in place safely because you don't know where how to get to your next appointment. So we structured our grant application around those needs, and we did an expansive survey. And we had a company that came in and did it, Nelson Nygaard, and they really honed in on, you know, the dynamics of the town and the needs for transportation. So with that information and the data, we applied for, I think it was over $800,000, mm-hmm. which was a lot, you know, six, seven years
yeah.
ago when we first applied for it. So we got it. We started the program. You know, we're able to transport people 60 and over to the doctor. And the funding lasted about 3 years, and it ran out because as the program became popular, so the next go about for this grant, which we had a lot of help from U.S. Congress Schumer and our supervisor who went to D.C. and just everybody plugging for us to get this grant, which now was for seniors and people with disabilities. So we essentially, being the Department of Services for the Aging at the time, we applied to kind of further continue our transportation program, which we, it did. We had a lot of help, and we wound up getting $1 million for the same program,
wow,
which we have to spend over 3 years. So it's like every year we spend $330,000, and there's a whole formula. We pay half, the rider pays half. So there's all different ways that we draw down or spend down. So the town recently, under Supervisor Bosworth, initiated a committee for people with disabilities, and this is across the gamut. We had a lot of requests to kind of form a committee where people can get together, residents, whether they have a disability, their spouse, their loved one, their child, a new disability, something that they live with forever, and just kind of get everybody together and figure out what we can do in the town. What programs do we already have that are existing? What programs can we start up? So one of the things that we were able to tackle was in part, some transportation needs. So since this grant already authorized people to use it for seniors and people with disabilities, we contacted our New York State Department of Transportation manager to say, hey, we're created this committee, and there are a lot of people on there that could benefit from the transportation program that we are now providing for seniors. How about if we expand it to allow people with disabilities to have access to it? And they were, of course, right on it. And what the way that we were able to structure and provide transportation was to kind of fit the riders, the new riders that are 21 to 59, using the exact same parameters for the current grant. That was the way we were able to do it. So, to make a long story short, we are now able to provide transportation to doctor appointments and food shopping within the town to people who reside in the town that are 21 to 59 that have disabilities. So it's we're doing the same program. If their wheelchair is collapsible and can get in a trunk, or if someone has a walker, or if they have an aide rides for free, you just call 311. Or if you're not at home, you can call 869-6311. And this program now will be able to transport people with disabilities to their doctor, to the supermarket, all within town parameters under the same guidelines of the grant that was for Project Independence. So this was one of the programs that we were able to deal with out of the new committee that was formed.
As a senior, I think we're living in amazing times in how the young, I don't know how they feel about the seniors, but they're certainly doing things to make their life easier, to support them. It's a great time to be old,
In North Hempstead.
In North Hempstead, right.
In the town of North Hempstead. And as I say, I see the cabs at my supermarket. In fact, the cab driver, because I guess they come the same time I do, he'll get a wagon and bring the wagon over, open the door and the person gets out, and then he waits for them. And they have a couple of people in the cab.
Right. Right. It depends on the run,
Yeah.
So if there's a lot of demand for the shopping on that particular day, the drivers may be kind of just
circling
back and forth,
right,
and circling.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're there. But on those days when we have, determined Tuesday is your day for food shopping, you will have a particular, driver.
Yeah.
They make sure that there's somebody who can cover those rides for those 4 hours. which is nice. I mean, do you want to be at the supermarket for more than 4 hours?
No.
But if there happens to be another store or a coffee shop,
And that's a wonderful thing to mention, because there are sometimes a lot of other things that might be in the sector that you can kind of
My supermarket, we have a Rite Aid there. We have a Starbucks. We have a couple of banks.
Right.
We have a Chinese takeout place. You know.
No, there's
and
options,
they do go in and out of the other stores as well.
Yeah, and just a shout out to our mobility manager, Shari, who really just makes the program so wonderful. I mean, she's the one
hard.
That, you know, even if it's, you know, what I think is so great is even if you don't have, you know, we might not provide that form of transportation that you need, Shari will sit there and help coordinate it. You know, we call her like the travel agent of Project Independence because that's what's really wonderful, you know. So don't ever hesitate, you know, call if it's, you know, if you need transportation or something else. She will figure out the best way to get you there, which I think is great.
Which is good. One of the things that with the program for those riders who want to utilize the transportation program, people with disabilities, the only qualifier they have is that they've applied for Able Ride. That is it. They, you know, if you've applied for Able Ride
and was approved, right?
and you were approved right. for Able Ride, you can utilize the Project Independence program just as our seniors
do. It's really
and
great.
Do you pay for Able Ride? Do you know?
What was that?
Do you pay for Able
Ride?
Yes,
you do. It's $350. There is a charge for Able Ride, and in some instances, Able Ride is less expensive than the taxi transportation program. Though, we can get a little bit into that when we come back, because we have to take a short break, and we'll talk a little bit about the benefits and not. With Able Ride versus Project Independence Transportation. You've been listening to Sabina Miller, Christine Liu, and I'm Rebecca Miller. This is Project Independence and You, and we will be right back.